Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It's 9/12/2019. You know, it's kind of interesting, the little trickery that the boys and girls play up there, that the little script kiddies and the little NSA, the no such, arachnids or the no such arseholes and all the different people and the fiddle with boys internally and the, you know, all of the EIEIOs, because when my good man is coming up and we're supposedly going to be on and I'm sitting on the internet and everything's fine, he says it says it's I'm not on the internet. And then when I tell him that on the phone that I'm already using it on there, well, then by George, it all of a sudden comes right up. Isn't that interesting? Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just start out by saying this. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Okay? And I will just tell you that, you know, let's start on some good news tonight. How about that? You know, we had the appeal that I put out for the good missionaries, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, and they have a potential to reach 130,000 people in Indochine. Indochine. Okay. I-N-D-O-C-H-I-N-E, Indochine. And we're not being more specific than that because in certain areas, there are people who are not happy about, you know, very, very hostile type authority types and also some of the local religious leaders, you know, of other stripes and what have you, you see. And they don't like the fact that somebody is reaching out for Lord Jesus and is on fire for Lord Jesus. And anyway, we put out the call to send in money so that the people could get some Bibles going, okay, for them down there. And they were looking to probably see if they could take 100 Bibles or what have you. And we put out two separate calls, and by golly, I'll tell you, the audience seemed to respond, and we started out with a $500 gift, and that mushroomed into a budget nearly 20 times that. And as they wrote this to me, they said gifts were still starting to come in, so they say, hallelujah, there is power in the blood of Jesus, Brother Hawk. And they say here, we're writing, thank you most profoundly for your loving, significant gift toward purchase and distribution of Bibles, hymn books among the tribal believers, okay? And then we've been truly amazed at the overwhelming response to initial prayer letter. And then basically what they're saying is they're able to distribute, they thought would be 100 pairs of Bible and a songbook, a hymn book, in the specific language they want to put it in for the tribal area. And then now there looks like they're going to be able to do nearly 500 pairs. So it's like, wow, 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 wow. We're doing real good. And so I'm going to tell you one more time here, if you want to, you can contact and send a little cash up there to them, to the Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. 17067. I will repeat it. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And if you will put in there, if you have a gift in there for them, put a note in there saying, let's just call it this way. Just put in big capital letters, put this is for Bibles, for Dave and Debbie N. Dave and Debbie N. Dave and Debbie N. Okay? Bibles for Dave and Debbie N. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. And let's see if we can't reach some more of those good people in Indochina, Indochine, who have not been reached by the Lord. This is one of the things, you see, that as we look towards the end time, we've got to preach the gospel. And this is a wonderful opportunity for these good missionaries who are tough. They're going to ride the old rickety bang-bang, chitty-bang-bang bus, I'm sure. But they can keep pouring it on. Let's see if we can get them a little bit more, you see? Just a little bit more, and we'll do some good with it. We'll gain some ground for the Lord Jesus in an area. And for all those who are in the know, they know where we're talking about. If you're in the mountains, you know? And for all those out there, God bless you, and may the Lord protect you, because there is power in the blood of Jesus. And may it protect you from all evil and all hostile authorities and all hostile religious people and all hostility, anything that would block the word to spread in that area to 130,000 people. So they're training up preachers, and the preachers and pastors are training other preachers and pastors, and then they're going out into the villages and out into the countryside, and then we're going to try to keep sending a few Bibles and songbooks so they can come to the Lord Jesus. What a marvelous thing. Now, I'll tell you what. I know it's, you know, supposed to start with the bad stuff first, I suppose. But that's the good stuff. And then not only that, but I'll tell you, the old scholar Temecula, the old scholar of Temecula, it's been a long time, but it's just the other night when he got back from Vietnam, the Republic thereof, and married his wife. And they had an anniversary. God bless them. And then I will tell you what, another thing too. On Labor Day, there was a guy named, let's see. He's Bruce, I believe. And he's got a real close person next to him named Diane, right? And they live on an old stagecoach stop somewhere in the western United States, you know? But he said that was a year after being discharged from the hospital after having multiple strokes, spending a lot of time in the ICU, and all of the things he had, the double vision, all of the different thing. And I'll tell you what. And he said he remembered Steve Quayle saying the most powerful prayer is the simplest. And so he said, Jesus, help me. Said, I prayed that and remembered you saying, meaning me, that there is power in the blood of Jesus. I prayed his blood to cover me and heal me, and he did. Well, God bless you, brother. And now your wife has got you back to work, as you so told me there. He's stacked 7 trailer loads of alfalfa. And his garden is very plentiful, although not as good in the pastures. And another one here to my old Walla Walla friends. God bless you, you know. Old Mac and Susan, God bless you. Excuse me, Mac and Karen. And to all the folks out there that are friends of this show, and B&E, NB, and all the good people, the old Worn Soul Drive, buddy. God bless you. All of them. All of you. From sea to shining sea. You keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you continue to do so as long as we can stay up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this to you because there's going to be some kind of a thing that's going to be done on guns, and it's going to be forcefully done. And meanwhile, President Trump is saying all the right stuff, but you've got apparently Jared's brother, one of the 145 different, supposedly corporate entities who co-signed a letter to the United States Senate demanding universal background checks on firearms, along with 145 other business leaders, including Twitter and Levi Strauss. Well, of course it would be. Joshua Kushner, founder and managing partner of Thrive Capital, is the brother of U.S. President's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner. The letter called for expanded background checks to cover all firearms and more power for police and families to petition courts to remove weapons from individuals considered dangerous, also known as red flag laws, you see. Well, you see, what they want to do is they want to take your guns away. And why would the corporations want to do that? Because the corporations are part of the Illuminati. They're part of the, you know, industrial, you know, military-industrial complex. They would like to not be able to have to pay you. They would like to be able to use you as a slave, you see. And they would like to get rid of about 90% of you. And then bring Lucifer Black on the planet, because the people at the top of these corporations, that's who they worship. Lucifer the Light Bringer, you see. And oh, they may say they don't worship him, but they sure taking orders from him. Or one of his minions, say, for instance, Soros, who allegedly fronts for the Rothschilds, okay? Or Turn in Texas in Germany, or the Queen, the Red Queen in, of Hesse, Hanover, Saxe Coburg, Gotha, who sits in England or up in Scotland or wherever she wants to sit, and who still considers the United States to be her property, you see, and part of her commonwealth. Her commonwealth is what she says she owns. And they also don't recognize officially, you see, certain things. And they would like to get it all back. But I'm going to tell you what. Old King George sent some Hanoverians, or sent some Hessians, from Hesse, the Duchy of Hesse in Germany, you see. Hesse. And that's where the Rothschild family was from, was originally. They were the gold dealers and coin makers for Hesse and Hanover, right? Well, you see, then they get all going into Frankfurt, and they go into all the cities, and they have sons, and they go to London and Paris and Vienna and Rome and Frankfurt and all these cities. And they start to put all these governments into debt and loan them money. And you see, they keep loaning them money until it gets pretty deep, you know. And then, you see, we've got a situation where they want to take over everything, and in a sense they do. And we were moving to what? The Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order, the New Order Secular, you see. And then we can read, and we read what Albert Pike said in his book, you know, Morals and Dogma. Oh, if you don't believe it, and you're out there in your Blue Lodge, you're just a good old Master Mason, and you're a Christian, you think, and all that. Well, you go read Albert Pike's book, which is up there in your office, and there's a little library stack. And you go to Morals and Dogma. It might be still on about page 312, something like that. Maybe it's a different version, so you're going to have to look in there. But when you read what old Pike says, tell it to those of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degrees. The God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer, the light bringer. Okay? He also talks in there about harnessing that power, you see. Harnessing that power of the devil and using that. Well, let me tell you something. There's true power. There's real power. The power is in the blood of Jesus. And if you will repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior, then you'll have everlasting life with Jesus in heaven if you were to lose your body, if you're to shuffle off the mortal coil in some kind of civil war or some kind of a disaster or a nuclear war or some kind of a fight against demons and outer space pine scum created by the Luciferians and the fallen angels. So I will tell you this. If you do not have firearms, or if you want one more for somebody else in your band of the hand, let's see if we can get five people. It could be five relatives. It could be five, brothers. It could be, brothers and sisters. It could be husband, wife, Johnny, Sally, and Mary, or, Bill, Tom, and Joe, whatever it might be. But if you can get five, and you get all five outfitted up. What's outfitted up? Pistol belt, canteens, butt pack, putting all the good stuff in it. A small backpack or rucksack, a fighting load and a house load, so to speak. But if you can just get the fighting load and you get enough to where a person can operate for about 10 days to 2 weeks food-wise, and with the poncho and a warm sweater or sweatshirt and, ammunition, for each person, about, and I know it's heavy, don't get me wrong, but if you could carry about 12 30-round magazines, okay, if you've got a firearm that accepts that, 12 30-round magazines, and you'd have 360 rounds. So if you've got more to stockpile and you've got that spotted around in different places, then all more the better. But if you do not have that firearm or that ammunition or the pistol belt, the rucksack, the canteens, okay, the NBC mask, all right, the Tyvek F suit, all of that stuff ready to go, and a K-bar knife or a machete or whatever it is you want to have. Maybe you want to have a couple of them. But whatever that main firearm is, you have at least, 300 rounds. And I will say this. If you've got a 12-gauge shotgun, then that's good. Get you 500, 1,000 rounds of shotgun ammunition. I would suggest that you get double aught buck, number four buck. If you can get it and find it, then get flechettes. The little darts, loaded with little darts, and just go right through the jungle. Ask anybody who pumped an old Mossberg or a Remington or a Winchester in Vietnam, and if they had some little flechette ammunition, what that used to do to shred up some stuff through the jungle foliage. It'd go right through it, you see. But you also might want to put some copper slugs in there, too, in case you got a long walker coming at you. And you might want to put a few of them in there with that copper. All right. Now, if you've got that and you want a battle rifle, then you can get a .223, then go ahead and get one. They're going to sure as heck try to ban them and take them away again. And the Democrats, the demon commie rats, are not going to stop for background checks, red flags. And they would like to have the red flag because, you see, then the demon commie rat that lives down the street can say that you are a threat to the neighborhood because you got firearms, all right? And your neighbor, somebody told them that you were showing them a gun one time in your gun safe or reloading or whatever you were doing, and while they came over, you know, or somebody's kid heard that you, from their kid buddy at school, that your dad, you know, he likes to go out and shoot at targets, you know, out in the country or at the shooting range. And they've told the demon commie rat down the street. And it probably is somebody. You got some families, let's say maybe they got cousins that, cousins that go to the Burning Man, or they're high on life, like Marianne Williamson or whatever they're doing. Maybe you got somebody like that. But the fact of the matter is, there's a whole lot of Antifa types who are going to have their weapons regardless. And the FBI, they're really not looking at them. They ain't looking at them. They're looking at just who they always knew were the quote-unquote terrorists. Like DHS told the fire department and the police, you know? Back in the 90s in old Kansas City, and that was filmed. That was filmed by a firefighter from out there by where the Big Red One hangs out in Kansas. And they sent that to Alex Jones back, you know, a number of years ago, and Alex Jones put it in a videotape. And the videotape that's on there where the DHS trainer was saying on there that the founding fathers were terrorists. In other words, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Ben Franklin, James Madison, all the people that you could just go down the list, Charles Carroll Carrollton, all the different people, John Hancock, all of them were terrorists. And he also had the temerity to say, this DHS trainer for fire department and police back in the 90s in Kansas City, Missouri, he came to town at the big meeting, and they came in from all over both states to get the lowdown from the Department of Human Sacrifice. And they were told not only that the founding fathers were terrorists, but that Jesus was a terrorist. So you see, we got a little problem here of cultures, do we not? What we have here is a failure to communicate. And because of that, they're going to try to put you for a night in the box. But that night's going to extend a long time until they bring you out and chop your head off and try to steal your soul from Lucifer, you see. That's what they're going to try to do. But I'm going to tell you what. Thomas Jefferson talked about the beauty of the shooting arts and the discipline of it, you see. And a long time ago, they started to come, and they were marching towards Concord, where the powder magazine and muskets were all stored, and the ball and shot were there. And some boys were practicing out on old Lexington Green. And they stood at muster, and they stood in the way of the road there, of the Brits. And then somebody shot, somebody drew, because, you know, when you're going to get bad boys on the block, somebody's going to do something. You get all that hopped up testosterone, and them days a little of that Hudson Bay Company rum or something, or the old pirate rum, and something's going to go down. And by George, it did. And I'll tell you, our guys stood their ground. And then they sounded the alarm. And then as the Brits marched to go take what? They wanted to take the firearms, take the ammunition, take the black powder, didn't they? That's what these people are still about. That's what these corporations are still about. They're still about London's business. They're still about the King or Queen of England's business. They're still about the Rothschilds' business. They're still about Turnham, Texas, the Dutch Royals' business. They're still about the business of these people who want to lord it over you and have you as a subject instead of being free. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Old Hawk, I'll tell you this. a whole lot of people went to the old Concord Bridge, and they was hiding behind the trees, you know, and behind every rock and every tuft of pampas grass or whatever might have been at the hand. And when the old Hessians, the old lobster backs, came a-marching up, down, and getting ready to go across the bridge, they took it to them. They give them the blizzard. And I'm going to tell you what, they sent them a-running back, and they started hounding them and shooting the crap out of them and killing them by the bushel load. Killing them by the bushel load, wounding them by the two bushel load. And they drove them all the way back to Boston. They drove them all the way back, firing on them all the way and gaining strength. And it was because of that, that this country, because of that bravery and of free men and free women who had firearms and ammunition, that is because of those people that we even have this country today. And I'm going to tell you what, we ended up doing a Declaration of Independence. And a whole lot of people signed that, you know. And the fact of the matter is, but went a long trend of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So then, you see, we end up and beat them, don't we? And we have a constitution. Now, I'm going to ask all of these people, shall not be infringed. What does that mean? Shall not be infringed. And I'm going to tell you what. If you give it away, you're going to get it taken away, and they're going to come for more. And there is no guarantee that Trump will win. It looks like he could. But I'm going to tell you what. Do you think that Google and all of those Silicon Valley crowd, and all of those people, and Twitter Bird, and this one, that one, and Bezos, and Hukahaka, and Microsoft, and all the whole usual big tech crowd, do you think that they're really going to do anything to help Trump win? Do you not think that they're going to skew all the data and change all the stuff and prevent any kind of advertisements or discussions? They're already throwing people by the thousands off of YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and off of Facebook and banning this and banning that. And so I'm going to tell you, do not depend on that, and do not just assume that all these people are ridiculous and Trump's going to win. He might win, but I'm going to tell you this. There's districts in Texas that would have never flipped. But you see, here's the thing I've told you before. If you bring in, regardless of the state, if you bring in enough Laplanders or left-handed Lithuanians, or you bring in enough red Chinese through the snakeheads, you bring in enough Hondurans, Guatemalans, Mexicans, you bring in enough Cameroonars, you bring in enough people posing as all of the above, but are really from ISIS or Hezbollah or somebody like that, or AQ, Al-Qaeda, you bring in enough of them, and pretty soon you can start to flip districts, and you could see a Texas fall to the Democrats. You could see somebody already, Ohio, which reelected a Republican governor already. This governor, he's good to go to ban the guns and the red flag laws, the whole nine yards. And you got a red flag, then all that means is that your mother-in-law's, brother-in-law's, third cousin's hairdresser can accuse you of being a danger to the community or to yourself. And then you're going to have a SWAT team raid, not by peace officers, and to all the peace officers out there, all of them, even my good buddy out of L.A. was a peace officer, and all the friends of Greg Evenson from all over the years, all over the United States, who are peace officers, who want to keep the peace, who are with the people, and appreciate the people helping them against the real bad guys. But you're going to have some on the huts teams, the hut teams, who like to drive the tanks through houses and such and all that, and shoot dogs. Got to shoot the dog right away, you know. Might give away your position. Well, the son of a buck's been watching you for 3 hours outside the house while you set up. So what I'm trying to say is this. If you get in this red flag thing, then you're going to be in deep trouble because, guess what? If you believe in the Bill of Rights, written just exactly as it was, and the Constitution written like it was, if you believe in that Declaration of Independence, which was the founding document of this country, the founding document and the Declaration of Independence from the tyranny of King George in England, from the tyranny. And now these corporations want to put the tyranny back on you. They want to take your firearms away. And they say, well, hunting, you don't need a 30-round magazine for hunting. The weapons were not given to people for hunting. They were given for self-defense and to protect American, free Americans, free people of the little U, big S, United States, against tyrannical government. And if you read back there, but if you now believe that, do you not know that you would be then subject to being construed by law enforcement intelligence agencies like the Missouri, the MIAC group, the Missouri Intelligence, blah, 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 blah group, that put out and said, who are the terrorists? Christian patriot veterans who believed in the Constitution and the Bible, literally. Who did Janet Reno say were the terrorists? Those people who believed in a literal interpretation of the Bible. In other words, the Bible is real, and that Jesus is real, you see. And that believed in this plot of a new world order, how the big Illuminati are going to take over the world. Well, you can read their own books and all of that. They can tell you that. All of that is not baloney. That's not conspiracy theory. That's conspiracy fact. We proved all that crap in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And for sure proved it in the 90s. And we put a dent into them. We slowed them down. And Trump came in and he started knocking around their candy store and busting China in their China shop. And then, oh yeah, he's got a son-in-law that borrowed $250 million from Soros to save the son-in-law, to save his father's property originally of 666. The name of some street, was it Fifth Avenue or whatever it is, allegedly, in New York City, which is a big building. But you see, we didn't elect him. And we didn't elect Ivanka, his wife. And I'm going to tell you, if you do not have firearms, then go and get them. And go, you go and get them tonight or tomorrow or as soon as you possibly can. And if you do not have enough ammunition, you got a couple boxes, that's good, you know. Blah, blah. No, you go get 1,000 rounds for each caliber you shoot. If you can get more, then get it. and get proficient with the firearm. Let's see. There's an old wild crazy horse here. Says that you can get Flechette ammo, 12-gauge, 2 3/4-inch Flechette with 1-inch darts, and they're available at WolfHillAmmo.com. WolfHillAmmo.com. Flechettes. Probably pretty good to hunt for, you know, rabbits and stuff in the bush, you know? Or chupacabras. You know, maybe chupacabras hiding out there in the, maybe there's a chupacabra in the kudzu down there in Alabama. I haven't heard from my old buddy down there, but he's been a little ill, but he needs to get back up on his horse and get with it. And there's a few other people. The K-Man out there in, that's with the big capital K. K-Man out there in the old land of San Diego and the borderline. But you get better, too. And may the Lord restore you to full health. And all of those out there, may Lord Jesus come down to you right now. And if you've got health issues or problems, may the Lord come to you right now. Right now he can come to you and he can give you a medical miracle. And he can change that. If you're not right with him, if you're backslid or you've never come to Lord Jesus, then I tell you that you should repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior. And he'll give you everlasting life with him in heaven. That's the best deal there is. Now, Brother Quayle is probably registering up people today down there in Branson for the big conference. And if you still, I think you can still probably get a hold of at gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com, or you can go to stevequayle.com. You can click through on the Gen 6 banner. I think you can still get on there and get you the live streaming capability, which after the live streaming is over, then you have the ability to go back and watch it again for a while and, you know, get all those particular things after the fact. Or you can also, if you want, you can pre-order the DVD set that will be coming out as soon as the conference is over. They'll produce it and get those out and then distribute those within a month or so or a few weeks or whatever. So go to stevequayle.com, and then also to all the people, if you're listening down there at Branson, at the old Ozark area down there, beautiful lakes, beautiful Ozark mountains, beautiful trees. Branson is a fun, cool place. And if you're all down there, just a shout out from the old hawk to old Steve Quayle, all of his buddies down there at Branson, to all the people in attendance. May you be protected against all evil, and may you take the information you're about to receive and do something with it immediately, because I'm going to tell you what, Brother Quayle and the people that he's assembled for this conference, it's going to knock your socks off when you're there. And you're going to see what's coming and what is getting ready to come onto this planet. You ain't going to be able to, it's going to be hard to deal with. So I'm going to tell you also, with all of the possibilities for a, as Steve has told you too, they're talking about the possibility, and the government allegedly is preparing allegedly for somewhere between a 9 to 10.2 or 10.5 quake in Cascadia. Now, you can't call them up. They're not going to say, oh, yes, we're doing that, blah, 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 blah. They'll say anybody who lives there should just get prepared, you know. But I'm going to tell you what, you better have food. You better have food, ammunition, firearms, medical supplies, plus your medicine or whatever you're trying to get, try to get yourself that 90-day supply or whatever, or find an alternative way of doing it. If there's some other way, you can lower your blood pressure or some other way that you can get an alternative that can help, you know, not maybe give you the perfect stuff, but help your condition, whatever it is, then try to get going on that. Because they're talking about a possibility of losing, you know, in Northern California, Oregon, Washington State, probably up into Vancouver, they're talking about the possibility of losing 6, 7, 8, 10 million people. They're talking about the possibility of the whole thing going topsy-turvy, overturning over and over, and liquefaction quakes, okay? They're talking about what one day was a mountain, now is blowing a volcanic ash, okay? And how many of them they got up there? All of Cascadia is volcano after volcano. Shasta, Hood, Rainier, I mean, I can't name all of them, you know? Mount St. Helens, the ones that are offshore in the ocean, off Oregon, which are erupting and stuff now. You're going to see stuff that you ain't going to be able to believe, but I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and he also tells you in Matthew 25 that you need to be prepared. You need to have the lamps and the lamp oil, the wicks. But I would extend that on and say you need to have long-term storage food. Dehydrated or freeze-dried food, if you can get it. If you can only get a little bit, that's fine. But if you can do nothing else, then go to the store and get you an extra can of chunky soup or Progresso soup where you've got a meat, vegetables, potatoes in there, all right, with water already. Don't get the condensed soups because you got to add water. Get something that's already got the liquid in it. I would also tell you, you might want to get green beans, peas, carrots. Mixed vegetables is a good one to get because it's got a lot of different vegetables. And no, they're not going to be just as good as the organic grown that you're used to. But if you cannot grow them anymore because there's no sunlight up there, because there is ash covering the sun, or because who's our guy? Bill Gates has got Harvard going to dump tons and tons of dust in the air to close off the sun. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to really get with it. Get prepared. Now, I'll tell you what. You can get some fruit, some vegetables. You can get Spam. You can get roast beef hash, corned beef hash. You can get Yoder's beef chunks, Yoder's bacon, tremendous. Yoder's bacon. Got about 50, 60 strips of bacon already cooked in a can with up to like a 15 or 20 year shelf life. At least. And if a can ain't dented, so I've heard and I've talked to people that like who represented in the past Allen Canning and some of the ones that can for big restaurants. And I've talked to various people at different canning companies back during, you know, the old, 1999, the year 2000, the changeover when we didn't know what the computers were going to do. And had they have not done the remediation with billions of dollars, we might have had a lot of trouble. But now we're up here at 2019. We're a whole nother generation away. So much so that a lot of people don't even know how the hijackers, who they were involved with, and how Tatiana Krasnaya, who worked as the expert for Vladimir Putin back then, she was the expert on organized crime and on Illuminati-type societies, High Masonic and the different ones and all the skull and bones. She was the expert on all of that. And how she found and told, and they actually, the Russians, warned their business people to get their money out of the United States before July of that year. And then warned again, saying that they better get it out before the 1st of September. Because they knew something was coming, not because the Russians were doing it, because Taddy Yanukovych said that a group of men who were worth a combined worth of about $300 trillion were trying to destroy the economy of the United States to fold it into the New World Order. And they have to declare a martial law, you see. And then when one sees that the Bush family, Poppy Bush's family, used to vacation with the Bin Laden family, then you start to get an idea. When you could see and read in the Wall Street Journal and other publications, and I think it's the Odessa, Midlothian newspapers and stuff out there in Texas, that Osama bin Laden and Salem bin Laden, the brothers, came to visit young George W. Bush, who ran our Busto Energy, and they had they brought with them a light blue, Rolls Royce Corniche too. And then Salem bin Laden died in a mysterious plane wreck. And then that was never investigated by the NTSB because Army Aviation or Air Force Aviation went in and picked up the wreckage, took it back, gave the body to Osama bin Laden, and then took it back. Then Osama took the premier deal. And then other people know that Osama had a code name in the CIA of Tim Osman, O-S-M-A-N, O-S-M-A-N, Osman. And so when Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, who was on the Senate Intelligence Committee, when he saw the World Trade Center go down, the Twin Towers, he said this is massive blowback because he knew bin Laden was also Tim Osman. And you also got to know that the Iridium satellites up there are partially owned, or were, by the bin Laden family and the Bush family and other members of the Carlyle Group. So you got a whole generation of people don't know that, or don't know that the former comptroller or assistant comptroller of the Pentagon, I think it was the comptroller, but, I think. So allegedly, Dov Zakheim, and he was the guy allegedly that was on board for the comptroller's job when, as Donald Rumsfeld said in an answer to a question by Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney of Georgia back in that era, when she asked him where the $21 trillion is that's missing and disappeared. And old Rummy said, we're investigating, looking into that. So $21 trillion went. Where do you think it went? It went to Mars. It went to the moon. It went into the breakaway civilization. It also went into a whole lot of big shots pockets and to a lot of banking houses and a lot of big corporations who now want to take your guns. Starting to go ring around the rosy with old Hawk on this, ain't you? Starting to see the deal. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I hope you want to keep me on the old air because I can use all the help I can get. FRNs, metals, easiest, check, money order, fine. Send it to Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, and all the good people, may the Lord bless you 10,000-fold, or anybody that would send in, And that's what keeps me going. And you've kept me in with the help of Lord Jesus for over 15 years now. And I'm going to keep going as long as possible and try to bring you the truth. But what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And then secondarily, my second charge was to then alert the remnant and warn the remnant of Lord Jesus, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what's coming and what may be coming down the road and how to prepare for it. So to all of you out there, get your new list out of what you need. Food, water purification. Pretend like you just were on Abaco Island, you know, in the Bahamas. And oh, incidentally, there's more storms being a-borning off the coast. And my brothers and people up there in Minnesota and in the Iowa and different areas, and actually north of where I'm at right now, there's a lot of weather going through up in there. So y'all be careful. And everybody who was a victim. And there were a lot of people who got some problems from Dorian. But we fought that thing off. Some that were loyal to Trump used their high technology to call it a stalemate. Now, it might be that the Red Chinese were ready to buy with their printed up money, you see, buy big time into the Bahamas and put a base down there, you see. Much as the Russians have a base in Cuba, 90 miles away, where they now have their missiles and submarine fleets. And they also gen back up their old Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, Lourdes facility, their version of the NSA in Cuba. And then you also have the Venezuelans. You got Russian tanks and armed personnel carriers on the streets of Venezuela. And I told you that they were underneath in the sub pens underneath La Orquilla Island. I told you that years ago. And the old Navy sent a P-3 Orion back then that even had to stray a bit into airspace. And back then it was Chavez, and that's when old Chavez was buying huge amounts of high-end helicopters, AK-47s, AK-74s, belt-fed weapons, anti-tank, armed personnel carriers, all the stuff. At the same time, Chavez was the one that stood up in the underground, the old Roman mausoleum area underneath the Vatican. A whole area where the Romans had homes where they buried their dead, and then they would try to lower in the food and wine and stuff periodically to so the dead people could eat. And that was discovered by archaeologists years ago. And there was the meeting in there that Brother Quayle had an artist depict that. And it's in his book, you see, Long Walkers, Return of the Nephilim, which he wrote as a novel, but there are pictures done by an artist in the back that show a giant in chains underneath there. And allegedly, Boutros-Ghali, allegedly, with the book of spells, and then everybody else in the audience is hooded, and they were sacrificing a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, allegedly blonde-haired, blue-eyed little baby girl to the long walker, to the giant, who was being controlled by incantations and spells. But you see, in this period of time, that allegedly had all the top government people in the world there to try to hasten the death of that Pope, John Paul II. They tried to hasten his death. And there were people from the Vatican and people from this country and people all over. Even enemies of each other were there, you see. all of the different factions and groups. And Chavez was there, and everybody had their bodyguard with them. But in the midst of all of that, Chavez jumps up and says, y'all are a bunch of devil worshippers. I'm getting the heck out of here. And him and his guy take off for the exits, and there's a big confusion and hubbub. And in that, there just happened to be one of the MMV spying on that event, and they took the book of spells from Muchas Gali and ran off with it. Well, you see, if you don't believe that, then I can't help you. Then I'm telling you the truth. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and the number of people that are really fighting on his behalf is much fewer than you'd ever imagine. He needs each and every one of you in your area, in your region, in your district, your town, your village, your rural area, your mountaintop. I don't care if you're in the Wasatch or if you're in the Carolinas and you're up there by Old Grandfather Mountain or up by Boone or somewhere, you know? Or if you're down, in Florida, if you're in West Kansas, where you're ringing them old iron sight targets, you know, at 1,000 yards at a clip. And you're zinging them with the Mausers and the Springfields and all the good old-fashioned guns. And all those people in Tejas who are the old-school Texans and those in the Louisiana. Laissez le bon temps rouler, Cher, because I'm going to tell you, the fade old dough is about to go, you know. You got to get ready, people. You got to get ready. Don't want to go into their Luciferian knife, not a bite. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your house, truck, farm. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against Luciferians. Fandango Ranch, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey. Squeeze the trigger when you got him. Good night. Thank you.